I love the quiet.
Welcome to the Walk with God podcast. My name is Lee Elkins, and I'm the evangelist for the MacArthur Drive Church of Christ in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The purpose of this podcast is to generate simple lessons where those who find themselves strapped for time can listen to these short 5 to 10 minute podcasts while you are getting ready for work or for school. Ultimately, we want people to experience God in their lives, and sometimes we need encouragement in doing that. Maybe this will be the first step into more studies and a deeper relationship with God. It is my hope and prayer that we are all seeking God in our lives. Have you walked with God today?
Evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, November 21st. It is almost 2:15 in the afternoon. Welcome to the fifth episode of the Walked with God podcast. And today, I want to talk about submission for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, we live in a world and a day and age and a culture that teaches us and it tends to thrive off of this idea of empowerment, that we need to empower ourselves. And it's almost as if we are becoming our own God. And the reason why I'm putting it this way is that because in this idea of self-empowerment is that we're doing it for the sole purposes of gaining happiness and being successful, and that the only way to attain these things and to hold on to these ideals is that we have to do so separate and apart from religion. We have to do it separate and apart from God, because if we do submit to God, then we are essentially giving up our hopes, our dreams, our passions in order to serve this egotistic maniac up in the sky, quote unquote. I don't believe that. I'm just telling you that's kind of what I get from a lot of people who tend to just shy away from the goodness that there is in Christianity. So just to start out in a passage, I want us to look at Romans chapter 6, because we're coming from a Christian perspective. I'm not coming from the perspective of the world. I really do not care how people view it, because this is something that I have to have and think about in my life. I cannot be concerned about what others think about how I live my lives and why I live in a particular way. Because if I was to care about what everybody else thought, then I really wouldn't even consider God in the picture. But Paul says to these brethren at Rome, in Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 16, he says, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." And so, this is kind of the duh. When you make the decision to submit yourself to yourself or to the world, you're making a decision to be enslaved to unrighteousness and to death. We're told in Romans 6, verse 23, just a few verses down, the wages of sin is death. So this is why we need to yield ourselves to God. You know, for some reason, just the very thought of submission, right? I mean, we could bring up feminist and think about it from that perspective. Because feminists, they don't want equality. They want to have all the benefits and the perks without the difficult parts of life. However, just to save on time, we're not going to go down that road. But the idea of submitting to their husbands, right? Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. However, let me also just say, husbands, we are to love our wives. That is just as authoritative as the vice versa for the women. And sometimes us as men, we really fail in our part of loving our wives, excuse me, as we should. So in order for us to submit ourselves to God, we need to understand the why. It's because when we do this, He frees us from the bondage of sin. And we are under the bondage of, we are servants of whomever we submit. That's what He says in verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? So it doesn't matter which aisle you want to stand on or stand in, whether it's of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. So here in verse 16, Paul is teaching us whoever we choose to submit to becomes our master, and that's who we will serve. And so this is why it's important to know for us for sure whoever we decide to obey, whether it's God or whether it's of Satan. Go over to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Jesus makes it abundantly clear. He says, no one can serve two masters. There's no argumentation here. There's no, yeah, but what if? There's none of that. Nobody, not even you, can serve two masters. For he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And you know what? You can change out that last word of the verse. You cannot serve God in sin. You can't do it. It's impossible. And this is what people need to understand. You know, that's the ugliness and the sinister type of thinking that Satan provides us with, is this idea, because he packages everything with just fluff. I mean, he makes sin look really pretty. He makes it look really good. There's so much glitter and gold and silver and just good stuff. I mean, he packages up sin to make it this great deal, that this is the best deal on the face of the earth. That all we have to do is just continue in it, and God's not going to care. You won't surely die. Does that ring a bell? And people, there are preachers in pulpits, and I'm sure some of you have listened to them. So I hope you're listening. There are some who get up in pulpits and they have no shame about it, but they will get up and say, oh, you can commit sin and it's not a sin leading to death. I want to know what sin we can commit, remain in, and practice and engage in on a daily basis and still go to heaven. I would like for one of these preachers to tell me which sin is it that I can commit, engage in, and practice daily, and still go to heaven. Because Paul says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, either he meant what he said, or he's just trying to scare the bejesus out of us. I don't know. You tell me. I'm not very smart. I'm not the brightest crayon in the coloring box. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But let me tell you something. I'm no fool. And if God's word tells me that the wages of sin is death, I don't know of a single sin that I can commit and remain in and refuse to repent of and still go to heaven. I don't know of a single one. And that's that package deal that people have taken on in their lives. They have bought it. They've purchased it. They've made investment in it. And it's stupid. It is stupid. We need to become servants of righteousness. We need to be slaves to God. We need to be obedient to God. Paul makes it abundantly clear to these Christians at Rome. At one point, they were servants of sin. He says the same thing over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Look at this. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Here's the reality. Go back to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. When you read verse 17 and 18, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sins, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered." These Christians at Rome were at one point servants of sin. But they made the decision to obey the gospel, to obey the doctrine of Christ. They made the decision to become free from sin and to become servants of righteousness because that's the power that the gospel has within it. You go back to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, look at this. Verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." God has power within the gospel, and we need to believe it, and we need to obey it. That's a reality. "For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." So to finish up, if you're tired of being in the bondage of sin, if you are fed up with constantly having sin in your life and the consequences of it, I mean, the reality, the spiritual reality is just doom. It's doom and gloom. There's nothing good. Why just give yourself up, deny yourself, and obey the gospel? Our faith comes by hearing, hearing through the Word of God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe that when He came to this earth, that He went to the cross, was crucified, died, and was physically resurrected from the dead? If you believe that and you're willing to confess that before men, He will confess you before His Father who is in heaven. Only if you trust and believe in Him and obey Him. You have to repent of your sins. You have to turn from them. You have to give them up. You must crucify the deeds of the flesh. Cut them out of your life completely. And you need to submit to Him into the watery grave of baptism. "Why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And final passage for this podcast, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Have you allowed the old things to pass away in your life? If not, today needs to be the day where you sit down, you put a mirror up in front of yourself and you consider, am I serving God or am I serving the world? Am I serving myself? Am I serving Satan? I hope this podcast is a blessing to you all. Have a wonderful day.